Well, millions of people will be tuning in this weekend when the New England Patriots face off against the Los Angeles Rams on Sunday for Super Bowl 53. But many will be watching not for what happens on the field during the game. They'll be focused on the halftime show. And these days, it's as big a spectacle as the game itself. In fact, it's been that way since at least Super Bowl 26.
Ladies and gentlemen, the National Football League and Timberline Productions proudly presents the 1992 Super Bowl 26 Halftime Spectacular, Winter Magic.
But it wasn't always this way. For years, the halftime show was not a place for marquee talent, like this year's Maroon 5 and the rapper Big Boi. Ben Brock Johnson, host of WBUR's podcast Endless Thread, explored the history of the halftime show with an unofficial halftime show scholar, a young Reddit user, Colin Giuliani, who studied halftime shows for years, starting back when he was in middle school.
There was like a period where I was like in eighth grade or something, and I was really sick. I was like home for like a week and a half, and I just saw a halftime show pop up on my YouTube feed on my suggestions, and I was like, okay, this looks cool, I might as well click on it. And then all of a sudden, it just became me going down a rabbit hole. And one halftime show became two, and two became five, and five became ten. And then eventually, a few years ago, I went back and decided to knock out every halftime show from the 80s on. And here we are, like 30-something halftime shows later.
And a halftime expert was born. A halftime critic, too, with a bit of a critic's viewing ritual. For new halftime shows, Colin watches live, but says nothing. Then he watches it again in full on YouTube.
And then only after about the third time do I really know whether or not this was like a great halftime show or an absolutely terrible halftime show. Because there have been times where the first time it turned out really well, and then on repeat viewings it didn't have the same effect.
How many times do you watch every halftime show now?
It depends on the show. For some of the really bad ones, I really wish I could only watch it once. But the Lady Gaga Super Bowl, I watched about 7 or 8. Katy Perry, I probably watched the most. That one was one of my all-time favorites. That one I probably watched a solid once a day for about 3 weeks after the game.
What? This is crazy. Is that because of the shark suits?
That had something to do with it. But it was almost like going to a concert. It didn't feel like a halftime show. It felt like a concert. I thought that was really impressive.
Okay. You want Colin to break the litany of Super Bowl halftime shows into, say, specific eras? No problem.
It starts off with the marching bands. Then you got to some very cheesy halftime shows produced by like Disney, Up With People, basically whoever the highest bidder was. Then there was a bit of a transitional period. 31 through 38 is what I like to call the multi-performer era. NSYNC and Aerosmith, Shania Twain and Sting. And then Super Bowl 38 with...
And he goes on from there. But one of the inflection points, for sure, in the history of halftime, says Colin, was this Super Bowl 26 halftime show in Minneapolis. He wrote a pretty popular post on Reddit about it. And to be honest, one might ask Colin whether he loves it or hates it.
I don't know what they were trying to go for here. They were trying to do way too much. He had a winter theme.
Hi, everybody!
Come on and feel the cold!
It's winter magic.
We proudly salute the 1992 Winter Olympics.
You had the send-off to the Olympics, but then you decide at the very end to put Gloria Estefan, the lead singer of the Miami Sound Machine, on there because nothing screams winter like Gloria Estefan.
Come on, Minnesota.
Basically, you had a production company based in, I believe it was New Mexico or Arizona. It was somewhere out there that even admitted a month or two before the Super Bowl in an article that they never saw snow before. And then the song choices were absolutely terrible. There was not just Frosty the Snowman, but there was a rap version of Frosty the Snowman. And some of the lyrics included Go Frosty, Go Frosty, Go, because they needed to rip off Go Ninja Go by Vanilla Ice, of all people.
Go Frosty, Go Frosty, Go!
That was the first half of the show. So then after that's done, they decide to say, you know what? We're going to put everything we got on the field. So they bring out snowmobiles, people riding in snowmobiles. They bring out dancers with hockey sticks. They bring out the 1980 Olympic hockey team with no introduction whatsoever. They just show up on stage and then they leave. There are people on roller skates doing tricks. There are people with ribbons flying around. So there's about 8 different things going on at once, and you don't know where the focus is whatsoever. And then after that's done, Gloria Estefan comes out and sings about a minute of songs. She sings Live for Loving You and Get on Your Feet, which I like. I like both those songs. I like Gloria Estefan. They did that the year before with Super 25. They had New Kids on the Block and didn't put them on the show until 11 minutes.
Most 20-year-olds I know have no idea who New Kids on the Block or Gloria Estefan is.
I'm like a 80s, 90s music junkie.
Why has the halftime show evolved in the way that it has?
Yeah, oddly enough, Winter Magic was the reason that the halftime show evolved. Fox was just starting out as a network. They were pretty much in their infancy at this point. So Fox decided they're going to air counter-programming during the halftime show. No one had ever tried that before. So Fox decided to air a live episode of In Living Color, which was a fairly successful show. So Fox wanted people to watch their show and then go back to the Super Bowl. It was pretty much a blowout. Washington was beating Buffalo pretty badly at that point. So people turned to In Living Color and never turned back to the Super Bowl. So the NFL lost about 20% of its viewership from the first half to the second half because people went to a different halftime show and then never flipped it back. Once that happened, the NFL decided to get serious with the halftime show, and the very next year they got Michael Jackson. And that was the moment that the halftime show stopped becoming this cheesy affair like Super 26 Winter Magic was.
Colin says things have gotten way better. We share one favorite. Prince is top 5 for playing Purple Rain in the rain. Only wanna see you laughing, yeah, in the
purple rain. That was Ben Brock Johnson, host of the podcast Endless Thread, talking with halftime show expert Colin Giuliani. This is Here and Now. Come on, y'all.